You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Today's essayist is Catherine Allen, the president of the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts Board of Directors. Allen is involved with Arts Fest because she has a deep appreciation for the arts. She says it's also a fun way for her to give back to the community.
I am not an artist. Whatever gene my children inherited that allows them to draw, sing, write poetry, or play music came from somewhere else on the family tree. Yet I learned early on everyone can enjoy art, even those of us with limited natural talent. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, where we claim blues and country music first blended into rock and roll. Listening to all kinds of music is in my blood. I remember my father spending hours at the piano picking out his favorite hymns and singing along. Daddy had no musical training, but he taught himself enough so he could play the melody with one hand. No one in my family could really draw, but one of our favorite vacation activities was to find smooth rocks and paint them. On one trip, it rained for days, but we still had fun staying indoors and painting scenes of the places we'd visited before the storm. As a child, I tried my hand at drama and writing fiction. The results were decidedly mixed, but even now, reading and watching theater are some of my favorite pastimes. I love a good novel, a soulful song, a provocative painting, or a rousing musical, because each has the power to touch a deep place, to move me, or to make me laugh. Experiencing a creative work by myself is often wonderful, but I prefer to enjoy art in the company of others. That's why live theater and concerts are so much more exhilarating to me than listening to a recording or watching TV. All three of my children grew up in State College, and each has tried art in one form or another. Like most parents, I've enjoyed every choir concert, piano recital, drama production, and artistic endeavor my children attempted. Being able to laugh and applaud with friends, family, or even strangers makes the experience larger, happier, and more memorable for everyone involved. So it's no surprise, my favorite time of year here in State College is Arts Festival Week. What I like about it is that for 4.5 days, over 100,000 neighbors and visitors experience art as a community. There are music, theater, and dance performances, and over 300 artists showing their work. It's like hundreds of gallery openings all at the same time and place. I love that this event makes art accessible to everyone. You don't have to buy anything, and it's completely acceptable to treat yourself to an ice cream cone while you shop. I believe art is for everyone. It's for those who create and for those who find joy in creative work. It's for my father picking out hymns on the piano. It's for our children performing a school play. And it's for all who look forward to the Arts Festival every year as I do. Art is for everyone, but I believe the real fun is experiencing art together.
Catherine Allen with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Allen lives in State College. She's an associate general counsel for Penn State. She served on the board of directors for the Central PA Festival of the Arts since 2008. The Arts Festival started yesterday with Children and Youth Day and will continue until the 14th. For more information about Arts Fest, including maps and performance schedules, visit our website at WPSU.org. Join us next week for Bookmark, our book review show. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.